Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
There's a place in Sydney Harbour where history clings to every crumbling wall. And if you listen closely, it almost feels like the past is still alive. Cockatoo Island isn't just a relic of Australia's early days as a penal colony. It's a layered monument to human suffering, isolation, and endurance. Convicts carved their lives into the stone. Forgotten girls left behind their laughter and tears. Wartime workers whispered their last words into the island's endless tunnels. And even now, when the sun goes down and the ferries stop running, visitors swear they hear it all replaying. Footsteps in empty corridors, the low murmur of voices that have no source, and fleeting figures disappearing into the mist. Some call it imagination. Some call it residual energy. Others are convinced something still walks there, bound to the island by chains far stronger than steel. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. It's easy to see Cockatoo Island today as just another tourist stop, an open-air museum floating in Sydney Harbour, complete with crumbling sandstone, abandoned warehouses, and a scattering of picnic tables. But to step onto its shores with that mindset is to miss something deeper, something far more unsettling woven into the stones and steel. Long before the British set foot in Australia, the island sat quietly under the watch of the Eora people, its purpose unrecorded in written history. Some believe it was a place of gathering. Others suggest it was simply another untouched fragment of the vast harbor. Regardless, the island held its silence, bearing witness to the waves and the winds until strangers from across the sea arrived. By 1839, under the order of Governor George Gipps, the island's fate changed forever. Cockatoo Island was transformed into a penal colony, a solution to the overcrowded conditions at Norfolk Island. And so the first convicts arrived, shackled, exhausted, and tasked with an almost impossible directive: to build their own prison. Armed with nothing but crude tools, these men quarried the island's hard sandstone, carving out their own barracks, mess halls, and a series of underground punishment cells. Life on Cockatoo was brutal. Overcrowding meant disease spread like wildfire. Malnutrition and mistreatment wore bodies down faster than the relentless sun. Punishments were swift, brutal, and often public, leaving scars that ran deeper than skin. The island wasn't just a prison, it was a place where hope went to die. The echoes of those years linger. The massive stone walls still stand today, battered but defiant, as if they're reluctant to give up the secrets of those who suffered and perished within them. As the penal era faded, Cockatoo Island found a new yet equally grim purpose. In 1871, the prison buildings were repurposed into an industrial school for girls, most of them orphans, vagrants, or labeled as delinquents by a society that had little patience for the poor or the vulnerable. Though no longer chained, these girls faced a different kind of captivity. Conditions were punishing. The girls labored for hours, performing domestic chores and textile work under strict supervision. Any misstep could lead to solitary confinement, hard labor, or public shaming. Disease remained rampant, and records show that several girls died from illnesses exacerbated by malnutrition and neglect. Their graves, largely unmarked, became part of the island's forgotten history. There were whispers even then of the island being cursed. Caretakers spoke in low tones of hearing weeping in the night, of cold drafts that snake through sealed rooms, and of sudden, overwhelming feelings of sorrow. These were dismissed as the natural toll of working in such a grim environment. After all, it was easier to blame the mine than to admit the possibility of something worse. As Australia moved into the 20th century, Cockatoo Island shifted yet again. The shipyards expanded and the island became a centerpiece for industrial achievement. During World War II, it was transformed into a critical dockyard for repairing Allied ships, a hive of activity and pressure. But with industry came accidents, some fatal. Men were crushed under collapsing structures, electrocuted, or fell from the towering cranes into the cold, dark waters below. Each death added a new layer to the island's already dense atmosphere of tragedy. Today, visitors walking through the island's tunnels often report an oppressive heaviness, a sensation of unseen eyes following them through the dark. Paranormal investigators point to this stacking of sorrow over centuries as a possible explanation for the intensity of the phenomena reported here. Yet not all explanations are paranormal. Skeptics and psychologists offer another theory: that the brain, when placed in an environment thick with historical trauma, reacts by manufacturing sensations, an evolutionary quirk designed to keep us hyper-alert to danger. Combine that with natural environmental factors like echoing sounds off the harbor's surface or the disorienting electromagnetic fields left behind by old industrial machinery, and you have the perfect recipe for feeling haunted, even if no ghost is present. Still, even the most rational minds find it hard to dismiss the chills that creep up the spine when standing alone in the mess hall, staring down a darkened corridor once echoing with the footsteps of the forgotten. Cockatoo Island doesn't need Hollywood special effects to unsettle its guests. It has the real thing, an authentic history soaked in human misery and resilience, stitched into the very bedrock. And whether by trick of the mind or something more chilling, that history refuses to rest quietly. For those who dare to stay beyond sunset on Cockatoo Island, the real stories begin when the shadows lengthen and the last ferry drifts away. The first documented whispers of the island's paranormal activity surfaced not long after World War II, when dock workers reported hearing strange noises inside the abandoned workshops and tunnels. Heavy footsteps echoed down empty hallways. Machinery, long disconnected from any power source, would clank and groan as if stirred by unseen hands. Some men claimed to see fleeting glimpses of figures, hazy outlines dressed in convict garb or wartime uniforms, only to find themselves alone when they turned to look. At first, these stories stayed confined to the workers, muttered during smoke breaks and dismissed as imagination fueled by hard labor and fatigue. But the stories kept coming, and when official shipyard operations ceased in the 1990s, Cockatoo Island stood silent once more. And with silence came something deeper, something harder to ignore. By the early 2000s, the island's reputation had become too large to contain. Haunted history tours were introduced, offering brave souls the chance to explore the darkest corners after nightfall. Paranormal groups followed, bringing thermal cameras, EMF detectors, and audio recorders. What they found only fueled the legends. Unexplained temperature drops were measured in isolated rooms. EMF spikes were recorded in areas without electrical wiring. Some investigators captured what they believed to be electronic voice phenomena, whispered words and fragmented sentences that weren't audible to the human ear during the recording. One chilling playback simply said, "Get out." But among the countless unsettling accounts, a few stood out, stories that seemed too specific, too consistent to ignore. One recurring entity is said to be the spirit of a young girl spotted near the remains of the industrial school. Witnesses report seeing her darting between buildings or standing silently by the old stone walls, clutching what appears to be a doll. Those who approach her describe a sudden wave of sorrow, overwhelming enough to bring some to tears without understanding why. Then there's the tall man, described as wearing tattered convict clothing. He's most often seen wandering the island's lower tunnels. Unlike the fleeting glimpses of the girl, this figure is said to be bolder, appearing just at the edge of the lantern's glow before vanishing, or sometimes walking directly past visitors with a palpable chill in the air. Shadow figures are reported almost nightly, especially around the dry docks and the isolated graveyard where workers and convicts alike found their final rest. These forms move with an intelligence that unnerves even the most skeptical guests, ducking behind corners, peeking from doorways, or simply standing, still as statues, watching. The stories aren't limited to isolated individuals. Entire tour groups have reported hearing the same phantom sounds, boots marching along the stone pathways, the clang of metal doors slamming shut, or the high, eerie giggle of a child echoing across the abandoned yards. Even the staff, many of whom began their time on the island skeptical, have their own stories now. Radios crackle with static and whispered voices. Equipment mysteriously malfunctions. One staff member recalled locking a storeroom at the end of the night, only to find it wide open the next morning, untouched but eerily cold. The question remains, what exactly is happening here? Some investigators argue that Cockatoo Island is a textbook example of residual haunting, the theory that intense emotional energy imprints itself onto a location and plays back like a recording. In that view, the footsteps, the voices, the shadow figures are not spirits at all, but echoes of past tragedies, mindlessly repeating the pain and fear of their final moments. Others believe that more intelligent hauntings are at work. They point to incidents where visitors claim responses to their questions, unexplained touches, or direct interactions that suggest awareness, a consciousness still lingering long after death. And then there are those who warn of another possibility altogether, that the island is neither haunted by spirits nor replaying memories, but that it amplifies the living's fears, drawing from a deep well of psychological energy left behind by generations of suffering. A place so charged with history, trauma, and sorrow that it bends the mind itself. Whatever the explanation, one thing is certain. Cockatoo Island refuses to be silent. Those who've walked its stone paths after dark don't just leave with photographs. They leave with stories. And sometimes, if they listen closely enough on the ferry ride back, they swear they can still hear footsteps pacing, following them across the water. So what's the truth about Cockatoo Island? Is it really the restless spirits of convicts, lost girls, and wartime workers that drift through the decaying buildings? Or are we the living, doing what we've always done, letting our imaginations fill the dark spaces history left behind? Psychologists would say our minds are wired to detect patterns even when none exist. A creaking floorboard becomes a footstep. A distant echo becomes a whisper. An unexpected chill becomes the touch of a hand that isn't there. Add the heavy atmosphere of a place like Cockatoo Island, its towering stone walls, endless tunnels, an undeniable record of human misery, and you've brewed the perfect storm for the brain to summon ghosts from thin air. But then again, sometimes the chills you feel aren't coming from inside your head. Sometimes the empty doorway really isn't empty. Sometimes the voice caught on a recorder really does say something you weren't supposed to hear. Maybe the suffering carved into Cockatoo Island didn't vanish with the prisoners, the girls, or the dock workers. Maybe it stayed. Maybe it's still watching. Maybe it's just waiting for you to listen. If you ever visit, remember, not everything you experience will make sense. Some doors stay locked for a reason. Some shadows are better left alone. And if you hear footsteps coming up behind you when no one's there, well, maybe it's just the island saying hello. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.